tree. I will never leave her like you left me, and she will never have.
The girl in that video, 21-year-old Erica Lawson, allegedly sold her own daughter to 6 pedophiles so that they could abuse her. And after this assault was finished, the 17-month-old baby Elena died. Now, this case is absolutely horrific, and it tells the story of someone whose image on social media is completely opposite who they are in real life. So, on Erica Lawson's TikTok page, which is still up, she's posted a ton of videos featuring her and her daughter dancing around, seemingly enjoying life. But behind closed doors, Erica was a closeted drug addict. And since details are pretty sparse in this case, and a lot of this is still alleged, this is what we know. At one point in 2023, Erica allegedly sold her daughter to at least 6 men. And when 17-month-old Elena's dead body was discovered, she had been brutalized, beaten, and some people even say she was beaten with a baseball bat. Now, like I said, details in this case are pretty sparse, but from what I could find on news sources, there were 6 DNA samples that were sent off for further analysis. 6 more people, I'm assuming men, that will be charged with this crime. And it's been recently announced that prosecutors are going to be seeking the death penalty against Erica, meaning that if convicted, she could be put to death for this horrific crime. It's absolutely mind-blowing and just disgusting and disturbing that a woman could ever even think about doing this. I mean, allegedly selling your own child to pedophiles to abuse, and then the child dies after this abuse. This is truly one of the most horrific, most disgusting, most disturbing stories I've ever covered. If you guys want to help, head to change.org and help sign this petition, Elena's Law, created by Haley and Haven Lawless. The petition has over 6,000 signatures, and the people who created it are basically asking the legislature in Kentucky to provide harsher sentences for child predators. Something that I 100% agree with, and I signed the petition. You definitely should too. And I really hope that this despicable woman is punished to the fullest extent of the law.